About time to shave this.
All right, we got the whole fam back now. It's time. Thursdays, Comic Book Trap House. Let's get it. Back we are again for another week with my friends, the Comic Book Trap House. What's good, y'all?
What's good, good.
You know, just back in the shithole.
Back in the house, baby.
back in the house again.
Same thing I say every time I come back from Cali and shit. What's good with y'all, man? Welcome back, man. That was nice of y'all to poke in from that sunny Vegas last week. But how was the trip?
Yeah, it was good to get away, man. It was good to get away. It didn't go out like we were hoping to get on the boat and fish, but it didn't happen. So I said I was going to cut this off when I got off the boat.
That was my
I haven't
next
got
one.
On no boat. But...
Oh, there you go.
All right. I haven't got on the boat, but I'm gonna definitely trim it up. I'm starting to look like you said, Captain Ahab-ish.
Word. Oh man, but yo, it's just good to see y'all back, man. We're here.
You got for some nerve in the building.
Yo, one of my neighbors is tapping on the door. I'll be right back. Go ahead, do what you gotta do.
All right, word up, man. Make sure you grab the pump on your way to the door. All right, we're here making it happen. On. As we do every week, Comic Book Trap House, we got nothing but amazing shit on deck. We got new books to look at. We got cover combat to get into tonight. You see it at the bottom, best white background covers. We came up with this on our special sideshow this past weekend. Shouts out to my man, Vic Vega. We did a special Sunday special. We haven't really officially named what we call the Sunday break-in show. Yeah, we're thinking about Sunday service, but we don't want to have any kind of strange religious overtones or whatever, but we're gonna make that shit official real soon. Whatever we call it, it's gonna be dope. But make sure you check out the archives if you didn't already join us live. That's just what it is.
Double dose of books. You know what I'm saying? Like, we do some weekend hunting and just right then and there, like, boom.
Yeah, man. We sometimes, like we say, we get overflows of books. We got to spread it out.
Yeah, I like
one
it.
Day a week. Word up. Yeah, but that's just what's up, though, man. What's good with y'all, man? How was your week? Did you make it to the shop? Did you buy some new books? What's up with the new stuff? Did you make it out?
Yep, just hit up the shop today.
Yep, got a few.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I'm breaking tradition. What are we drinking on tonight? I'm sorry. Yeah.
You must have started early.
What are you working with there? That looks unique. And
I never had it before, actually. It's just another sparkling citrus beverage. It's kind of, you know, not too far-fetched from a seltzer, but it's probably just more colorful and juicy. You know,
what's the name of it right there?
It's called Bevy. Long drink. Sparkling citrus refresher.
Got you. Okay.
Nice.
So I think the can is what drew me, the design.
Yeah, that's what gets you. You know,
different
a lot
flavor,
of flashy know. Designs. That's it draws you in. I'm drinking classic old Pacifico tonight myself. Good old stuff right here.
Definitely got that before. Good stuff.
Oh, Dave is back.
Maker's mark, as you.
Oh, Dave ain't playing. He brought.
I guess there's no soccer tonight.
Makers on your marks.
We're done with that.
But
the season's over.
The homie brought the vacation.
I got whiskey and coke as well. But you know what? That at the door was my neighbor. And some. I guess the breaker tripped and she can't cook. So I'm gonna go see if I can. I'll be right back, bro. I can't leave her hanging, bro. She's trying to make dinner, so. Let me go see if I can figure out.
Light a kettle or something.
I think the breaker tripped, so I'm just gonna go see if I can get that motherfucker to work. I'll be back, man. Bro.
Help her out, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I'll be right back.
It sounds like good TV. You should take the phone with you. Let's see the repairs live.
I was gonna say I think this is how most porn start.
Right. But I feel guilty leaving her hanging like that, bro. Nah, so go help her cook. So be I'll be right back,
man. Be neighborly.
I'll be right back.
See, look at this. We've got incredible acts of kindness happening live right here on the Comic Book Trap House.
D-Strong, I wish we had a video for that. Good Samaritan video.
Yeah.
Smokey the Bear or some shit, you know?
While we get to look at the mists of Shangri-La. Okay, he'll be back.
Man, he'll be back. I wanted to talk about comic book movie and TV news. I was going to do some research so that I had a nice at least four highlights and bullets to talk about tonight. But, you know, behind the scenes, which I can't talk about right just yet, but, you know, we would, I was on the phone discussing a great cross promotion we'll be having next week. Just want to let the listeners know it's going to be really dope and we'll get more in tune with it next week.
Okay. But
now let's go back to the, what we've been watching and what we, you know, hearsay. The new Doctor Strange trailer, you know, that shit is lit.
Yeah, Marvel is letting out new pieces of footage, seems like every day. New little trailers, new it's little like,
stops. We're going.
Marvel can't keep stopping, man.
Exactly. You know, and it's hard to resist too, because I told myself, just like you did, Dave, yeah. I was like, I'm not looking at any spoilers. But, you know, I'm not going to look at any of the stuff that, you know, random people dig up, like, you know, set photos and stuff like that or big reveals. But if it's a Marvel released trailer or something, it's hard for me to not look at it. And they definitely been dropping some crazy shit lately.
The
last couple of days, we've got reveals of everyone from Captain Carter to other kind of characters.
That are
definitely showing up. Yeah, the yellow chair for Professor X.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be sick.
The thing is, it's like finding a scratch off on the floor. You're not going to wait to take it home and scratch that shit. You're going to scratch it right then and there you won. And that's what those new trailers and leaks are like. Nope.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, man. It's hard to resist, man. And like I said, I know next week on the show, I will have seen it because I'm going next Thursday, 3:00 in the afternoon. So it's going to be hard for me to resist not dropping spoilers. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to do that because the movie doesn't officially drop until Friday. So it would definitely won't be right for me to start tripping on day before. But I'll definitely give a non-spoiler review, and that's going to be coming up next week for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting week next week, I think. Like,
For everybody who's into any kind of geek culture shit, especially all my Star Wars people out there, y'all know what's going on. May the 4th be with all of us.
Free comic book day.
That's right.
This is going on. Next week, Freddie's going to see Doctor Strange. It's free comic book day. We have a big announcement to make.
Man. And May the 4th be with all of us. And that's the biggest deal of it all.
Moon Knight will finally be over.
And Moon Knight will finally be over.
Wait, and the shop I go to is doing 80% off. So, 80%.
And truthfully, I'm not sweating
hitting me on a payday comic weekend book day too,
as much this year because where I go here locally in Brooklyn, it's complete chaos, and they end up not even having but like 50 or 60% of the books that are out there anyway, and you end up going through all this shit just to get nothing. So I already covered my bases months and months ago and pre-ordered all the free comic book day books from TFAR for 1 cent a piece. I actually paid for mine, you know, whatever. I'm balling. I paid a penny a piece for them.
Yes. Right?
But hey, with the price of gas, it's probably worth it.
But save one thing that's for sure, I secured all the different ones that I wanted, and I'm not going to have to stand in line at no weird shop behind a bunch of crackheads on Flatbush just because it said some free being given away to in line and shit.
Free?
Word. That's definitely how it is, man, because the shop I go to is dead on Nostrand Ave. Yeah, come on, man.
It's like a Scooby snack.
Yeah, It's all kinds of fiends. You know, it's not like it's caked with fiends, but, you know, it's anywhere you yell the word free in Brooklyn, a fiend's going to come running. So that's just how it is.
Because Brooklyn keeps on taking it.
Nah, but we're here, man. Oh, we're here. We're going towards a brighter tomorrow next week with all this great shit coming out. But yeah, Moon Knight, that's what's active right now. We had the penultimate episode that just dropped this Wednesday. Next week will be the very end. And hey, you know, you got different opinions and different views on what's going on. Me personally, I think, you know, the show, it's a decent show, but I just wish I would have seen more Moon Knight. That's my only gripe. I'd like to have seen more actual Moon Knight action.
I want to see more everything. I want to see Bushmaster, goddamn it.
It's like they were pulling
in your face.
Bushman.
It's like they were really pulling for a second season. Like that, you'll get to find out in the next season, you know, what Moon Knight's about, I guess, you know, if they get a next season.
It's like they had a budget and they're like, we could use this money to make a good show or CGI hippo. What is it?
Yeah.
They chose CGI hippo.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
We can put all our money into
gods
making Moon Knight appear more on these episodes, or we can put all our money into hiring Oscar Isaacs.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a price tag there. Yes.
Because Moon Knight, the character, has a covered face. So when you're paying for an actor of that status, he's not going to want to be behind a mask majority of the time, because he's like, that could be anybody in there. Why did you hire me?
Yeah.
If you're not going to show my grill, I'm Oscar Isaacs. Love me. Pay me.
That's why shout out to the Mandalorian actor, because he spent that whole shit with the thing on, basically.
Exactly, so, man. And did the role, you know? I mean, he took it off. But yeah, he did what he did, man. Hey, Hollywood, this stuff is definitely still being made in Hollywood, not in our laboratories, you know. So.
Yeah, the mind of the collector.
We got to deal with that. All right, all our people that are in the house right now, please hit that thumbs up button if you haven't already. Let your peoples know we're on. Everybody watching us on Instagram, if you're in there, head on over to YouTube. Join us. Hit the bell
notification. Head on over to my place.
Word, man. So, yeah, man, before we get completely off of the subject of y'all's amazing trip last week, though, we didn't get to air one of the videos that we sent.
Oh, okay.
Something that I wanted to show the people of this incredible vault.
Oh, the vault. Yes, that was dope.
Now, before set that up right quick, what shop was that in?
Torpedo. Go ahead, Dave. Yeah, Torpedo Comics in Vegas, owned by the drummer of System of a Down, which is a late '90s, early 2000, pretty huge band, you know.
Hard rock metal group.
Yeah. And Armenian rock group from Glendale, California, I believe. But
woohoo, Glendale. That's where I get my Airbnbs every time I'm in Cali, man.
Yeah.
All right, man. Let's go ahead and drop that right quick. It's a pretty quick video, man, but I definitely wanted to let the people see, because this is an amazing thing. If you're in Vegas, you got to visit Torpedo Comics. I know I will next time. Crazy.
Once again, back again, Comic Book Trap House, entering Bank of Gotham Vault. My man, Super Dave. This shit is crazy.
Just decide which one I should get.
Right, yeah, let's just get the whole left side. Look at these.
Oh, right here, signed by Stan Lee.
Wow. Talk about crazy classics.
We got Black Panther here.
Black Panther. Captain Marvel, DC style.
Right here for a 9.8 first appearance of Punisher.
Damn. 9.8 first appearance of Punisher. Sorry for the glare.
That's Spider-Man and the Wars.
Amazing fantasy. Just so much goodness and greatness. And another Lobo statue sitting on top of the vault. Anyway, all right, guys. You guys have a great show tonight. Love y'all, man. Peace.
Wow. Can you believe that?
Incredible. I don't know the prices. Dave remembers some of the prices of those, because he asked.
Yeah, like the the first appearance of the Wolverine, I think it was like 9.4 or something. That was like 24 grand. Those giant size X-Men that were there, like 12 grand.
That's incredible.
I think
you gotta be fucking kidding.
They had a, I think it was a Detective Comics number like 33 or something. It was the first appearance of you know, Batman's origin story with his parents getting murdered. And right. It was poor condition. It was like 1.8 and they wanted 48 grand for it.
Wow.
That Fantastic Four number one signed. I didn't get a price on that. I bet that was at least probably a $400,000 comic.
You think?
That was a 7.5.
Fantastic Four. Yeah, it was a 7.5. You're right.
That's crazy, man.
I need to find that garage sale in
Maine,
driving to Alabama,
right, or Alabama. Yeah, or some shit.
You could go in
some the beans are yellow.
Backwood Georgia town, and you could come up just like that, man.
Dude,
you know what I'm saying? You out there, man. It sticks out there.
I mean, you just drive across state and just come across a yard sale, some shit, and they'd be like, "Well, we're just trying to get rid of all these old goddamn bucks here that month." Yep.
Fuck around and disappear out in the backwoods.
That's a heavy thing of interest of people here in New York, because one of the original print plants of Marvel Comics is upstate right here in New York. And there's just a folklore and rumors that there's original bundles of some incredibly old original Marvel Comics just somewhere in the wild out in the upstate New York woods, you know, in different
buried places, treasures,
people's homes and employees of yesteryear past that. And it's absolutely possible, you know, closest to the printing plant is where you're going
to
find a lot
to where
of
you're going to get
loose shit.
So, like you said, the employees, you never know, man. These
you never know.
Employees are like, I'll take the first print of every one.
Yeah. Or just, you know, or not even really Karen just probably just had some shit that they just brought home for work, threw in a box in the attic. But whatever, yeah, you never know.
Crazy.
You never know. You never know.
Amityville.
Word.
Another ready-made design.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Oh, yeah, man. Shout out to DJ Premier and Gangstar, man. I'm playing this little Gangstar-inspired Black Panther shirt I made a while back.
Oh, nice.
If Premier put up some shit at this clothing company, Zara, if y'all are familiar with Z-A-R-A, they're pretty big and they're in the fashion and a lot of, you know, big time department store. They jacked the Gangstar logo and started trying to make products that are on their shelves right now. And somebody actually sent it to Premier and he put it up on his Instagram a few days ago. So. A lot of people out there biting. A lot of people out there biting. So, including me.
That message,
though, bro. Like,
I don't think he would be mad at that one.
Nah, this is different. This is different.
The comic book, hip hop.
I'm not selling this anyway. You know, this is mine.
He might actually want one. You know.
Word. You know what I mean? But true indeed. Shouts out to everybody out there, original, and big up to the lawyers who might get some money off of that because it deserves to be brought to court.
Yes.
They're out there, $1 billion company just jacking people's intellectual property and shit, man. Fuck that. Hopefully it happens. But yeah, all right. Let's get back into it, man. Some comic book stuff. We're done with this TV. We're done with this movie shit. Let's look at some
books. We'll see Moon Knight. Oh, yeah, we already.
Yeah, let's look at some books, man.
Let's look at some books, yeah.
Look at some goddamn books. D-Strong and Super Dave, we missed y'all last week, so I know y'all got to catch up. What's up? Y'all got some books?
I got a few. I got a few.
Let's see go it. In.
All right. I know everybody probably got the new, like I was saying before, that free comic book day, I think at the shop, it's from the 7th through the 9th, maybe. They're doing 80% off, so
nice.
Definitely going in there to see what's left, because I think this weekend, no, April 30th, this weekend it's going to be 50% off. So,
all right.
Anyway, I know you guys grabbed the Berserker.
Yo, man, I'm glad you showed that first. I just read it before we got on the air. I mean, it still remains to be one of my favorite books out there.
I'm looking forward to everything about it. The movie, yeah, the cover's awesome. But anyway, I know you guys grabbed that one. Then I want to talk about this one real quick because I think we were talking about Dave's comics on the WhatsApp. He was out there wilding on Instagram because he saw Alec Baldwin.
Oh yeah, shout out the Dave's comics, man.
I was cracking up.
That was a real story, man.
You know he was high, but you could tell he was stoned. He was feeling good, but Alec Baldwin, yeah, walked up on him while they was smoking trees, and his man was looking at the Gunslinger comic, and which is what I got.
Nice.
And he said that Alec Baldwin kind of his eye caught the cover, like, oh shit, what is that? And he just kind of got a little closer just to see. And then he started smelling the trees, and he was just hanging out for a second looking at the fucking cover. But which is dope. I would have bugged out, too. I'd have been like, hey, what's up, bro? How you doing? But it started to make me think, was he getting flashbacks from – because he was working on a Western for when he yeah. you know, with a tragic story when he ended up accidentally shooting that lady at the on the set.
Right.
So that made me think he saw that cover and kind of bugged out a little bit, like,
could have been, you know, that. Could've
or been he was that. Like, I gotta use that for the movie. You know, that or some shit. Anyway, like you said, biting. He's probably biting.
Yeah. But that's a significant issue too, because of the fact that it's first appearance of Carnivore, this new werewolf enemy.
Right. And Spawn has fought vampires. I'm not sure if he's fought a werewolf yet though, but he's definitely fought a bunch of vampires. Here's the King Spawn.
Nice.
All these covers have been fantastic.
Nice.
He always seems to just be laying on top of the rubble of bodies.
All right, she's checking us out in Instagram. She's probably doing her laundry right now. Shouts out to our homegirl Joey P on the check-in. I just wanted to make sure I read out her comment to you, D-Strong. She says your beard's looking so soft.
It's buttery soft. It's like a freaking. It's like cotton candy.
Word up.
Like cotton candy. But yeah, appreciate that, Joey. It was good to see you on the show via Vic's phone, but it was still dope to see. We got to get you back on so we can hear you, though. You know,
he'll be on next week to holler at us.
Oh, dope. Okay. Continuing the Silver Surfer Rebirth.
One of the best books out there.
I gotta go back on that.
It does. Now, you know, I don't know too much about Jack of Hearts. I remember seeing him in there, but he's that powerful, huh? So he can just yoke up Silver Surfer and have Thanos lying there.
He's in the She-Hulk series right now too.
Oh, okay. All right, Jack of Hearts. I gotta look more into his origin. Then I picked up just to get it. Because I know how the internet or how the online bugs out off of second prints, but I already have the first print, but I grabbed the second print of the finale of God of Hammers, just to have it.
Okay, issue what's that? It's
23
of Thor. Okay.
Yeah, I think the second print was out. I was like, you know, might as well. And trying to stay up on my Ready C, I'm trying to develop the skills. Master C, but speaking of the master, this is the last book in The Last Ronin. I need to read this one and the one before it, but I like the story. I think they could do like I know Vic mentioned in the WhatsApp Usagi, how do you pronounce his name? The rabbit samurai?
Yeah, Usagi Yojimbo.
Yeah, that's on Netflix, like Vic mentioned on the WhatsApp earlier today. And I think they could do a movie with this in that same graphic they're using, that CGI anime or whatever. think it'd be pretty dope.
Five, right? The final issue.
Yeah, this is the last one. Yeah. But yeah, I'd like to see a little maybe CGI movie of that run. I think it would be really dope. But they got to make it like PG-13 at least, because they die in the book, you know. So there's kids might not want to see, you know, the Ninja Turtles getting gutted. So that's it.
That's tight though, man. Okay, word up, man. That last Ronin 5, that was kind of a long time coming. I mean, that whole series, they stretched that out over a few years, damn near, wasn't it?
I was going to say, I'm going to have to go and reread all the issues. Just
the whole COVID era.
I can't remember what the fuck happened.
They did stretch it out, but it's not that long. It's been about probably a year and a half, maybe. Maybe a year and a half. Okay. It seems like it's been a long
time. For five issues.
For sure, yeah.
One every 3 months, if that. Not even one every half year.
Right. But they are $8.99 a pop, so I'm glad they only did five.
That's a good way to look at it. Washington is on hold, actually. I didn't even take it home.
They're more
than $8.99 joints this week.
It sucks, too, because, you know, you got to put those last Ronin comics like in a special place because they're oversized. They don't fit in your regular comic box.
Yeah. Well, I figured what to do is it sucks because you're using up resources, but you take two more, boards, and you just add them into the back and lift it a little bit. So it gets to, and then you tape it in. So it protects the top. And then you flip it over.
You know? Oh, yeah. You can. Yeah. Okay. I got you.
But you just end up using too many resources. You know, shit costs money. So.
It's all good, man. But that was some great finds, man.
Definitely. Yeah. It was been week. So,
word up. Had been accumulating. Super Dave, I know you got some things over there, man. I was wondering if you were checking out the part last week. When we were showing some of these little dollar bin finds that I was able to come up on, but I'm gonna dip back into them because you know
the treasure trove.
The trove continues, man.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. Let's see what Dave is working with.
Yeah, hit up Black Cat Comics today, and they actually had 50% off all their back issues. Oh, I guess they had it for this whole month. It ends Saturday, but
tight.
Damn, I didn't know.
They were kind of cleaned out, so I just stocked up on some Punisher. So filling in the gaps. So we got Punisher 74.
Boom, okay. Boom, 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 boom. That's our gun ad-lib.
How many more Punishers do you need to finish that volume off?
Still a lot.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. 76.
Nasty. Oh, shit. That's a crazy cover.
That was cool.
I love the fillings, man. Get that collection solid.
Yeah. 77.
Oh,
the bear took his shoulder just completely.
Punch have been through it all.
It's like, what is that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Oh, yeah, it was that shit.
Oh, when he got hit by the bear, yeah. When he was the Indian son.
Yeah, that was crazy.
The native son.
But here's the aftermath of that. Number 78. He's got himself bear skin now.
Before and after.
Real Conan on him.
Wow.
Punishes that dude.
This was pretty cool. Number 80 here. Let Us Pray.
Did we ever do the Tombstones ever? I don't know if I saw that on that list, Dick, but
I think we did Death.
We did
Death or something.
I think we did. No, we didn't do
some but not Tombstones.
We did Death of. I think, but not Tombstone.
Tombstones would be good. Or great, that would be dope.
Got 81. Good Cop, Bad Cop.
Is that Jay Lee?
That look Lear. Definitely a Lear.
It's not Jay Lee, but it's artist that I'm very.
It's a Win.
Win.
Okay, I remember
Win
doing some work that reminded me of Jay Lee. So,
okay, now switching over to some Punisher War Journal. Mm-hmm. Got number 3.
All right.
All 50% off, so
yeah, so it was $3.25, so what, $1.80?
Yeah, $1 something, yeah. That's great.
Number 10.
Nice.
crazy.
Yeah, you might as well get complete collections when you're getting 50%. Just go in there and try to.
Yeah, I didn't see. Like I said, it's been going on all month, so it's kind of cleared out. Anything that was good, so just finishing off. Number 19 of War Journal. It's like you just rented a jet ski to the Punisher. Kiss that baby goodbye.
Yeah, that's just not coming back. Blown to shit.
And War Journal again, number 20.
All right.
Weaponless against the French Foreign Legion.
Although they're dead.
That's it. He's labeled the biggest executioner in the history of mankind.
That's right.
Punisher.
Yeah. Single-handedly, not with an army backing him like King Leopold. We're talking about single-handedly by from his own hands.
Confirmed kills.
Yeah. War Journal 21. When you thought it was safe to go back in the water.
That's some Apocalypse Now shit.
Yeah.
And then final Punisher here, number 23.
Ooh, so how many would you say in the Punisher sets that you have to fill in to like get close to completion?
I don't even know how many are in the war journal. I don't have very many. The mainline Punisher, I probably got maybe half.
Yeah, because that's something that just you can't rush. It just takes time.
I think there's a lot of mine that were 100 something.
Yeah.
This one was pretty cool. This is Thunderbolts number 30. But that is it.
That's an L cover right there. Who's on that one?
I'm not seeing.
Okay. Now that's nasty though.
Yeah, that was a great team up right there. That Thunderbolts edition was dope. Deadpool was hating in that one.
I've never even seen this before. This is number 2 in a 2-issue limited series, Silver Surfer. It's like from 1988. Okay. It's actually written by Stan Lee.
Get the hell out of here. I haven't seen that either.
Yeah.
Sure.
So that was cool to find.
Flavor.
Hell yeah.
I like that classic art.
That's what I got.
Dope. Amazing. Nice. Nice little run.
Amazing week. What are you gonna do, man? You know, what a great comeback. Did you y'all buy anything out of that torpedo? It would have been hard to not break off something in there.
Yeah, I'm guilty of not buying anything, bro, because we was just getting back. That was the first place we stopped from when we drove in.
Right, man.
No, their back issues were a little bit limited. Even the chick working there, she's like, "Yeah, sorry, our back issues aren't what they usually are right now."
Okay.
Yeah.
Nah, that's all good.
And they were priced a little bit up more than I would want to pay to tell you the truth, on some of the back issues. It was just I can get this. No, I'm not getting it.
Right. I feel you on that. You don't want to just start dipping into money that's unnecessary when you don't have.
DJ asked if I was getting the new Punisher series with that new Punisher logo. Yeah, I'm getting it. I don't like the logo, but I'm getting it.
I think
it's just part of that particular series.
Did this drop this week, or is it out yet? I was asking my.
It's crap.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I gotta read that. You know. I like the issue one.
The cover all the way to the back is phenomenal. All
right. The issue was good. Just get a different logo.
We'll see. We'll see where it
Experimentations.
No doubt. All right. What's good, man? We're going to look at some more books.
I don't know. I got a few. Can't wait to see.
I got a few. I had a lot. Berserker this week, of course.
Oh, yeah.
What's
that? Is that the 1 in 25?
No, this is just a regular B cover. They didn't have
one that looks most like Keanu Reeves.
Any more A,
right.
A covers.
Okay. You got an A coming, though, or no?
No. I'll just go grab it. It's not going to be hard to find an A cover somewhere.
Yeah,
it's
personally.
Everywhere.
Word up. I grabbed up Gunslinger Spawn number 7.
Yeah, it's a great cover.
First appearance flavors, you know, even though I'm not reading Gunslinger Spawn, I'm not one of those people who sleeps on first appearances, minor or major. Amazing Spider-Man has just rebooted into yet another volume. And this is the Patrick Gleason webhead variant for this series.
I got that one coming.
Goblin Queen joint.
I saw that in the shop. I love the cover. It's fucking dope.
I have a lot of different variants of this pre-ordered also on the way in. The Besh variant, which is nasty. I think I even got the Chung 1 in 50 for this on the way. Nice. Spider-Man.
I think I got that Gleason and the Art Germ one.
Oh, the Art Germ one is crazy. That with the Mary Jane Black Cat split.
Yeah.
I got that on the way too. For sure. All right. A couple of DC joints. Death of the Justice League. This is issue number 75 of Justice League this week. And DC continuing with dope, high quality product, because this is a high gloss and acetate. Nice. Dope jump off.
Nice.
Yeah, bro. They stay winning when it comes to quality.
Love it. Love it. And it's a 75th issue, so it's a little more for your money there. And it features, I think, a first new antagonist team appearance in this. Might not be something you want to sleep on. All right. Let's get into some second printings that came in from pre-orders from T4. This is Avengers Forever, number 3, second print.
Dope.
This is the first appearance of the female ghost, female Moon Knight.
Female Moon Knight.
Yeah. Can't remember her name. But...
sorry about that.
Wow, this is a dope cover right here. Inspired by Ultimate Fallout. Fallout number 4, Black Panther number 5 here. Token number 7.
Yeah, that's an homage too. Homage,
it's an amazing cover.
To the Miles Morales on, I think, Ultimate Fallout, was it?
That's what I did.
Yeah, that's what he was just saying. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all good.
And we got a dope Boston cover right here, variant.
Yeah.
But
Have you been collecting all those Black Panthers?
Yes.
Have you been reading them?
No, I read issue number 1, but that's it so far. I haven't caught up with Black Panther yet. I don't know anything about this Tosin origin, but I'm not missing out. It's only 5 issues, so I don't have too far to catch up. I've been trying to get everything caught up with the whole Daredevil thing right now. I just finished running through Devil's Reign and some other stuff, so I could only go one at a time. Iron Fist, second print, issue number 1. Continuing with some more late printings.
Is it a new Iron Fist?
Yep. People haven't really taken too well to it, but we'll see where it goes.
I've never really been into the Iron Fist. It's kind of like a product of the Kung Fu 70s era.
Yeah, that's just not a reader buy for me. I don't read Iron Fist, but, you know, it was a character experience buy for me. But these drawings sound like he's working in a warehouse over there. It's just
sorry, bro.
Chaos.
How do I turn down the volume on this fucking thing?
Issue number 37.
Yeah, that's
a crazy variant right there, man.
Yeah,
is that a new costume?
Yeah, he's been running around donning some new shit. This is the A cover to that. Everybody knows we're looking out in the next issue for his future grown-up sister to be debuted, Billy. All right, a couple more new ones. Issue 22, Star Wars right here. This is the 50th anniversary border variant. Nice House on the Lake, number 8.
That is such a good issue.
Tanya and Goodness.
Is that going to be like a limited series or ongoing?
I think it's limited.
This is limited.
One thing I noticed, if you look on top where the symbols are under the logo.
Each issue represents character. One of these particular icons. Right. And then okay. The end. It's the end of the series. It's 10 issues. Let's keep it moving. I got some dope shit came in from T-Fall. Some pre-orders. Batman Beyond, number 1.
Oh, nice. I just started getting into that character with the
Neo year. You know,
the Beyond the White Knight series and the Neo year 1.
Mm-hmm.
It's been getting good.
This is a cover bar for me right here. But it still is an annual. Annual number 1 for this volume of Captain Marvel. This dude has been knocking covers out of the park always. Raza.
Oh, yeah. Raza,
yeah.
No doubt about that.
That's a crazy
whore, cuz.
That's a crazy
game. Crazy whore, homie.
Whore, cuz.
That's a dope game. That was a cover buy for me. Straight up. I think Vic showed this last week.
Yep.
Or Saturday, whenever. Moon Knight number 10. Pre-order right there. A couple facsimiles. Peter Parker number 1.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Uh-huh. The Tarantula.
Yeah.
I grabbed that one as well.
Definitely own the original for all the facsimiles I ever get. Including this. ASM number 238. That's the first appearance of the Hobgoblin. I got two copies of the OGs of this, and one of them still includes the tattoos.
Nice. She rip them out and apply them.
Word up.
Don't even do it.
Strange. Number 2.
Dope cover.
Barons. He's been doing the dope ass Spawn covers too.
Yeah. That's a pretty good read too.
The Strange?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
Yeah, she don't fuck around. She just goes around
Clear.
Doing what she needs to do.
We picked up the Spider-Man variant to that also.
Oh, yeah. They have a bunch of Spider-Man variants for a bunch of stuff.
That's hot.
That, I think the one that came out this week is pretty cool. The Silver Surfer Spider-Man variant.
Ah, nice. X-Force 27 came in. This is a new iteration of Cerebro that's introduced, like a possessed fucking Cerebro.
Doesn't need Xavier to work, just can work on his own.
Yeah, some weird
shit. That's crazy.
It's attacking the mutants that it finds. All right. Let's get into some independent stuff. I wanted to try this out because it just kind of had an intriguing premise and definitely a dope variant cover right here. I like the movie poster flavor. This is called West of Sundown.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. That's that dope.
Yeah, that's something where she's stuck in New York and she's she got to bust a move because I forgot what the synopsis was, but she got to move out because they're hunting for her type. And she got to maneuver, like in New York.
Hard to maneuver in New York when you're on the run.
Right.
All right. Unholy. I brought the regular and the 1 in 5 variant, I believe, right here.
Fucking dope.
Incredible Lucio Perillo artwork. Love it.
Grabbing a handful.
Yeah. Vampirella and Lucio Perillo were just made for one another.
Yeah, they are.
All right. I don't sleep on this title. Something is killing the children. This is issue number 21 right here. There's a new first appearance of a little girl who's actually escapes being killed by her monster.
Okay.
And could possibly go on to join the house or one of the houses. And something that's killing the children is not to be stepped on, especially when you get some new character features.
Yeah.
I'll make sure I picked up a nice one of these die cut variants. If I could open this up, but this is die cut. Yeah. This little mask part is separate from the cover.
To show a face.
Yeah, it's very sensitive too. There's a split. If you go on the top side of the slide, it's not connected. It's not closed off.
Because
the mask part has to be secured with the back, so that center part with her eyes and her face is semi-separate. I came upon that myself.
Okay.
Gotta leave it in there.
Make sure you're careful with them. This is there's two different versions of this one. There's one that's with the mask, with her face clean, and then this particular one is the bloody face version.
Mm.
And then we also have the 1 in 50 Jenny Friesen. Beautiful cover right there.
Yeah,
man.
Beautiful Jenny Friesen, virgin magnificence.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with those.
No. Laboring clear.
Okay.
I need that one. That unfortunately, I had ordered it from Comics Exposure and had to get refunded from that fraud site.
What number Zarya is that? Carson
is back in this project.
Yeah, that's a dope cover.
We spoke about this when we had
our friend. Is there a number on that ready?
Issue number one. This is the debut issue.
Okay, it's a variant. Okay.
And shouts out to Son of Saint, who we had on the show. Uh-huh. He actually spoke with Rosario about this incredible event. Comic event that she's backing. You see her likeness right here on this particular variant.
Yeah, for sure.
It's the one to have.
Word up, man. That was the variant I chose. If you're in New York, you can go to Midtown Comics. They got every one of them out there on the shelf, man.
Okay.
Beautiful.
You know, Russ hooked me up with the, I think it's the A cover, the first one.
I'm going to run through these right quick because my boys didn't get to see him last week. These are some of the dollar bin finds I wanted to show y'all, but y'all were away. I went back to my old spot in Brooklyn, well, here in Brooklyn, in my old neighborhood, and came up on some dope shit for a dollar, man. And then there's three at the end there with $5 joints, but that's it. So let's just run through them. I think I showed a lot of these on the Sunday special. A great New Mutants number 31 right here, Sienkiewicz Beauty.
Oh, yeah.
All New Mutants.
I only have a few New Mutants. I'm always tempted to go kind of harder into it, try to get them all.
Yeah, that's I'm on a mission with the New Mutants right now, and I'm not doing so bad. X-Factor, issue number 3. Never
that's
had
another,
that. Oh,
another
yeah, one I'm tempted to go into. My hands on that one, definitely.
Number 3, an early one that for some reason I got like 1, 2, and then 4 through 15. This shit was never had number 3, but I found it in a dollar bin. Grabbed it up. Beautiful, beautiful Nova cover right here.
Oh, yeah.
Scrolls. This is issue number 16. In issue number 17, Matina takes over on his first artwork with Nova. And, that's a good one to find if you see it.
I always thought they should do some more with Super Skrull.
Oh.
Seems like they don't really do anything with them.
Yeah, I think that's coming. Prowler number 1.
Oh,
cool. Shit. When y'all see that? Thing. Nice little side series for the Prowler. Aaron, what's his name?
And what year did that come out? How old is that?
1998.
Really?
Okay. Nice. Just guessed.
They just called it. Well, hey, you know, I'll go with that. Let's see. This is dope for a buck. I found this entire run. It's only 3 issues long, but for $1, better not leave that in the dollar bin. Beta Ray Bill, the God Hunter.
Oh, cool.
Issue number 1.
Two. I watched that video, by the way, Ready.
And 3.
That you put up, that motion comic.
Yeah, I sent y'all the link to that motion comic for the.
Yeah, I enjoyed that a lot. To tell you the truth, I watched it off the laptop. I was like, "Wow,
God of Thunder.
He does a good job, bro."
Yeah, the Russian comic guys that the channel, and he does motion comics, and he puts a lot of effort in his production. So I would, if you want to sit back and like, just have like a comic book series read to you and illustrated.
Yeah,
kind of like
eat an edible, and just go in. It was fantastic, bro.
It's a great way to consume the material. All right, yeah. I'm gonna run through all these. These are this was a $5 book. Oh, I'm gonna put this in the $5 pile. This is another dollar book right here. Mighty Thor, number 12.
Dope.
Yeah, I love that cover right there.
Mighty Thor number 12.
You see
12.
Who's behind it though on the top right?
This is definitely a Jane Foster key.
Definitely pay attention to that.
This is a dope one. Marvel Holiday Special number 1 right here.
Yeah, that'd have been good for the cover combat. Are we doing? We're doing white backgrounds, right?
Yes, we're doing white backgrounds.
That would have been beauty.
This is a kind of thick bound comic book back in the day, and it was only a buck. And this actually is Marvel's first appearance of Santa Claus, who they made into an Omega level.
Omega, yeah.
All right, so Santa Claus is canon in Marvel, and he's Omega level. Okay. All right, Dave. I got one.
Let's go.
You already know what I'm about to show you. It's only one of them, but it was for $1. X-Men number
153. Nice.
And a dollar bit.
Wow. Damn.
It's not even
and a new. Up. That's a newsstand one as well, right? Yeah.
It's not even beat up. You know how that's we feel about X-Men right in the 100s. They're all keys. Every one of them.
That's an insta find. As soon as you're scrolling through, it's like, oh. All
right, the rest of these.
Automatic.
These are $5. Well, there's four comics left here. One of them is a dollar bin, and I found the exact same comic in the $5 bin. And I would definitely buy both of these for $1 or $5 or $10, whatever, because they should not have been in either one of those bins. This is Avengers number 267.
Yeah, anything with Kang on it.
This is the first appearance of the Council of Kings.
Hell yeah.
It's a big book right here. And so one was in a dollar bin.
You got that for $6?
One was in a dollar bin. One was in a $5 bin. They're the exact same fucking book.
Yeah.
No, he came off. Like, I wish I was in that bin. Like, that was one of those walk away bank.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I'll take it. All right, a couple more $5. Two more $5 joints. Blip, the comic video game magazine. If y'all remember, this is only like a 5 or 7 issue limited series. This right here is issue number 5 of Blip. If you ever see a Blip issue in a dollar or $5 bin, get it. This is a rare series. It's hard to come by. The issue number 1 is the first appearance of Donkey Kong in comics. It's a big book. It's worth money. But this right here features an iconic ensemble of 80s,
70s, name it.
Word up.
You got Rocky, fucking.
Yeah, Rocky.
Eddie,
you got
Eddie Murphy. Is that Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy. You got Tootsie. You got Tootsie. E.T. You got the.
And you got Indiana
Jones. Jaws. The Pink Panther.
Jaws.
Spock.
Way cool, bro. Great
Conan.
Fun. Conan and Tron. Beautiful work right there. All right, last one. $5. This shouldn't have been in no $5 bin. I was murdering the game that day. How about it? Wolverine number 2.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was five? I couldn't believe that.
That's great.
$5. I couldn't believe that.
That's great.
Word up, man.
All day, every day.
So the bins were on fire, and that was my week.
Dope.
Shouts out to that. Joey P, what's good, baby girl? Good to see you in the chat.
Yeah, Joey. She busting some moves over there.
Yeah, that was a short one. It was only those three issues. That was 1, 2, and 3 of 3 right there.
Yeah.
Amazing Tino. Stuff to come. Tino.
Tino 73 is in the house.
What's good, bro? Yo, his book collection is something else, man. I would love to see him on the show one day.
No doubt, man. You know, all of our people, man, we don't consider y'all fans of the show or anything like that. We're all brothers and sisters, man. If y'all ever want to come through and be a part of this program, say the word. Just be like, hey, send me the link. And then that's it. You're on. Well, all right. Vic Vega, I know you got some heat.
A little something lightweight.
Let's get it.
All right. I didn't even get to differentiate the books, but you know how I start with DC, Marvel, and then Indie. So I only have one DC this week. I've been wanting to catch up with DC, but I had to read up more before I just go buy something. And this seemed like a good key. Swamp Thing, issue number 12 of 6, season 2, Industrial Horror. I should have had my key app with the open so I could know which first appearance of a certain character it is, and I'm assuming it's this man sitting there in the chair. So I'm ashamed of myself for not being able to provide that information.
But that's a great cover, though.
Yeah. No, go on your Key Collector app or just look online in previews in general, and you should be able to know who this character is. Should be a first appearance of the book. And like I said, I apologize. I was busy kind of making ads and picking RCCs, which was
bad. Was dope, by the way. Thank you. Liked it a lot.
Thank you. And the shirt crazy of Batman.
Okay, white background fits the occasion for the season.
Yeah, this one this is the new series. I think Reddy has the original one. So this is the variant. And I started reading it. I'm halfway through. Now this is what I know about this book. I'm way behind on Amazing. I have every issue of the prior run, but I haven't been reading it because I swear it comes out like bi-weekly. And so I can't keep up. So a lot has gone on between Amazing Spider-Man before this first issue and Fantastic Four, issue number 34. And he's feeling a lot of repercussions and damage right now. He hasn't been around Aunt May, his friends, nobody for months, and he just feels different. And the first page, he's just like devastated and screaming. So I think he's getting readjusted, trying to get acclimated. And I'll leave it at that. I'm gonna hold it too long, but
it's a great cover.
That's the best variant right there.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's nuts.
Reddy is so impeccable with that. Like, I wish I had that gift.
I was gonna say that's the Vegas cover, but that's just crazy.
So we got Punisher issue number 2 over here. Now this story,
I always love Blood Trails. And that would have been another one. I'm sorry to cut you off.
We had a CC, remember?
My bad. But that would have been a great white background, too. My God. You guys must have.
Oh, bro. I didn't even think of that.
Bro.
My local shop didn't even get any Punisher 2s in, man.
No, that happened because my shop got in last week's haul this week. So it's just kind of like, a little messy. But I'll say the artwork and all the way through this book is phenomenal. The story is getting very, very built up. He's super aggressive. The hand is offering his resurrected wife, so he's willing to do goddamn anything at this point. So I would definitely recommend that read to any Punisher fan. We have the Silk variant edition right here, where she's actually wearing her own goddamn homemade silk.
Yeah, that's a dope cover.
I think that's not a Lee, right? Is it Inuk? I forgot who did this cover. That's why I said I wish I would have took my notes before the show started so that I could properly reference the covers and variants and appearances, which I did not have time to do today.
That's a Ji Young Lee cover right there.
There we go.
Yeah, Lee. Yep.
I got some G-Young Lee that I'm going to smack y'all with tonight. Cover combo.
Let's see, because I got some crack for that ass.
I got some heaters, bro. You're going to be surprised.
I got some shit. And that's not even half of what I found, but I was tired of digging through those huge bins, man. Those wire racks be clinging onto the cardboard. But this is the variant. I like the variant better than the original cover. You know, this is a kind of like a milestone.
Yeah.
In Thor, right here.
I love that color.
Pretty big book. You know, it's about $9. This is supposed to be Odin's transcendence.
Yeah, I love how it's coming out the flame. You see the smoke of the ants of the, the family.
Today, this cover was a little bit more fitting the theme than the original. So, like, I don't care. Like, you know, millions of these get printed anyway. So, if I'm going to go print something that's overprinted, I'm going to go with the one I like better art-wise. Bloodstained Teeth.
Okay.
Image. I think it's about a vampire who actually sticks his fangs in people for a profit.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's the regular real vampires and are against humans who were just turned into vampires, and so there's kind of like a separation of society in the vampire world, and one guy has been like, turn humans into vampires and shit like that. The original council found out, and now they've tasked him to go out and kill all the people that he's turned.
That's crazy.
So what is that? That's issue one. That's issue one, or what? Was that a reprint?
Yeah, no? Issue number one of Bloodstained Teeth.
Okay, yeah, because I got the finale. Wasn't there a finale for that?
No, it's a new.
Nah, it just came out. Series.
Oh, I'm bugging. I'm thinking of Baby Teeth. I'm bugging, man. Go ahead.
Bro. Right. So Reddy had shown issue number 21 and 22.
Dope.
So, you know, you got her face underneath.
There's so many versions of that. That's so dope.
Yeah, it is. So what I was telling you, Reddy, is right here.
Yeah, let's see that.
So got to be careful.
Oh, wow. Okay.
This is connected.
Oh, wow. That's stupid. Why didn't they make the back the same level as the cut?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Be careful with that shit.
Yeah, they bugged out with that.
I would put that in the plastic. Never take it out, bro.
Oh, it's going back in the plastic right now.
Yeah.
They bugged out with that. That's a dumb design.
So I read it. It's very gory. It's like demolished, sliced up children from monsters on page one. And
nice. As someone's killing the children should be.
Exactly.
Dead kids.
So Reddy had had displayed the Keanu Reeves actual photo of him drawing out how Keanu Reeves looks in real life right now, version of the Berserker. You know, issue number eight, you know, Sector.
Shout out to them for putting out a foily for every cover too, for the foily lovers. You know,
I love them for that. Actually, I've just been buying the foily actually. Like, then with my final issue, for this week, I wanted to get some back issues, but I went online and got a little greedy. So that will be next week when it comes to the mail. Scumbag.
Continuing.
Yeah, I continue with Scumbag.
You should, bro. It's a great character.
Yeah, I got some fillings for Basilisk coming through Midtown. It was 60% off. Hammer Reborn. I stopped collecting that because I was trying to cut down on spending, but they were like $1.80 each issue. So I filled in where I stopped at with those issues at that. You know, so shout out to Midtown Comics for that.
When I think of the Scumbag character, he reminds me of someone that would be on Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul, or somebody.
Your local bar in Alabama, West Virginia.
Alabama, exactly. Some trailer meth cook. But
Oh, okay. That's a wrap.
Yeah, it was a short week. It was great. Actually pretty light.
Short but great, bro.
Thank you.
Great job. Amazing stuff. Well, you know, I mean. Oh, I did get this in. This came in kind of weird. T-Faw sent me this. I didn't even order it. I'm not mad at it because I'm I'm a long time appreciator of Mad Magazine.
I was gonna get that one, man.
I did not order this. It just came in the box. You know what I'm saying? It just came in the box.
They appreciate how much did he say? It just came in the box.
But that's just what it is. All right. Y'all know what time it is. It's that part of the show where stuff just gets a little bit different. But we stop playing games.
I got heated, bro.
The games begin, buddy.
We start trying to maim and murder one another.
Gatekeeper salute.
Joey Before we get salute. Into that, I want to shout out our peoples, Donkey Bongs.
Yeah, man.
Powered weekly by Donkey Bongs. Make sure you head over there and check out the fine products and the incredible other.
Yeah, definitely check out his podcast, Gemworks.
Check out the TV.
Check out the entertainment that's happening weekly on the channel with Donkey Bongs.
Bong.
He has a lot of content to bring forth. Definitely excited about Donkey Bongs TV.
That's right.
Look out for that. Look out for that.
Right now, it's time for Cover Combat, goddamn.
I got so much heat right in this hand. Maybe most motherfuckers see it. Man, I don't know. But,
all right, for those who do not know what this is about, Cover Combat every week, we take three rounds of a certain theme and we combat one another with three individual covers that are pertaining to that theme, which this week is Best White Backgrounds. Look at that cover. Look at that poster that Dave got behind him of the Gremlins. That's a dope white background cover right there.
Yeah, that's what we're looking at, that type of stuff.
White backgrounds are the subject of tonight's Cover Combat. And it's up to you chat room people to let us know your feedback. Let us know who's killing it each round as we start the shuffle. Somebody say something.
Oh, just play this. I thought she was going to do it at the end of the song. Bling, bling, bling. All right, let's go.
I think I'm going to with that one.
Stop. Wait a minute.
Come back down.
All right.
All right, here it is.
It don't matter where I go. I got so much problems for you guys right now.
All right, everybody's, shaking their butt. it's going to be one of those nights. I see her. I got some shit to talk. I got some things, too, over here. But without further delay.
Is that ice crunching, killing it with the mic?
Everything you do, it sounds like walking into the house at 3 a.m.
All right. Better with the mic up like that.
We can't hear the ice crunch now.
I don't want to do that.
No, I know. So, yeah, it's much better without it. All right, okay. Super Dave, you ready for round one? Let's get this started.
Round one, fight.
All right, before we get started here, how does everybody feel about Off-White?
That's cool.
Eggshell.
Yeah, Off-White. Going Venom versus Carnage.
That's white.
That's white.
It's kind of off white. You can kind of see it compared to the white.
Oh yeah, it's gray. Wow, that goes white. I know
that goes.
Said.
That goes hard. I'm glad I didn't think that about that. Cover. I got that in the stacks, but I didn't think about it.
I love that cover.
Close call.
Can't fuck around with Crane.
Monstrous.
Clayton Crane, beauty.
Yeah, that's Crane.
Whenever you see that guy's art. If you can get it for a good price, get it.
Joey P says she's off white and it's all good.
Exactly.
Incredible. Dave setting it off in a real fiery way right there, man.
Joey.
Classic cover. All white background. That's what it's about.
All white everything.
Dave has set the standard.
Okay, Mike.
All right. I guess that means it's my turn. Chat room, let us know what you think about that first round. Let's go.
Round one, fight.
All right, let's see what's going on here. What am I going to do? That was tight, Dave. That was tight. You know? Can't lie.
I feel like I hear a but. Check this out coming.
But. But, you know, we got to get busy. John Wick.
Oh, nice.
The flames.
That's almost like a John Wick 007 cover.
Yeah.
What publisher put that out?
Dynamite Comics. John Wick is number one.
Dynamite.
Man on fire.
Loving it.
Muted That's background.
Funny. Classic beauty.
Word up, man. We're looking forward to the next John Wick film. And we hope that franchise never ends. I'll take John Wick films to the day I die. Word up. Chat room, holla at us.
Yeah, I kind of catch up with that whole run on that movie. I've been hearing nothing but fantastic things.
Oh, man. You haven't seen John Wick? Oh, my
God.
Yeah,
watch all three of them.
You
love it.
My God. You know what? I envy you. I envy you. I wish I was Because that's just, you know, I wish I could see your reaction. What a beautiful film collection.
I'm forward to it then.
Incredible film collection. All right, continuing on. Round one, D Strong. Let's go.
Round one, fight.
Well, you brought up Ra's al earlier.
Ra's al Ghul.
How could I not come with the fucking Ra's al variant for Moon Knight, bro?
Dope.
Word.
Awesome cover.
Yeah, that's a incredible cover.
That's one of the best Moon Knight covers ever made. That shit is crack. Like, when I couldn't find that one, I was pissed.
Real dope. Casting a shadow.
Unfortunately, for the TV series makers, so all I hear is like, I can't do it, Mark. I can't hit him.
Yeah. With that incredibly authentic English accent. Jeez.
That accent was like, it was like a Keebler. It was more of a Keebler accent.
Yeah, man. But that was dope. Chime in chat room, D Strong. As we round out round one with Vic Vega. Let's go.
Round one, fight.
All right, so I already know this is going to be a really good competition, no matter who's first or who's last. So it's always up to the people in the room, really, who likes what, because sometimes we think we got the best one, and someone in the room disagrees, you know, different perspectives. So I went with this one because I just thought there was a unique white space to it. Like, he's coming out some type of fog.
Oh, cool.
That's dope. Tight.
Oh,
so yeah. Pretty much Wolverine, butt-ass naked.
That's tight.
That's
looking
dope.
Like Hugh Hackman drinking E&J. Yeah.
That's tight.
Drinking E&J and maybe a little bit of PCP.
I like the gradation, you know.
I know he likes to get wet.
He's dusting out right now.
So I guess we all put our round ones up.
Yeah.
Incredible. Let's take a look at the round one entries.
I'm over here trying to work off my phone, by the way. This is...
Actually, you're doing pretty well, though.
Yeah, it looks great, man. Clean white cover.
Better than I did on Thanksgiving. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
These covers tonight are clean.
Yeah.
Crisp.
It's going to be a good
so white
battle.
So clean.
Tonight, my friend.
So fresh and so clean, clean. And
Tino gives it to Big Vega for round one. as well as Nasha.
Nice.
There they've immediately been.
You can't go wrong.
They're banned as of next week. As we go into round two. Are you ready?
Round two, fight.
All right. This is a Spawn comic here I got. I just got to show this real quick. I'll just kind of flipping through it, checking it out. And I saw that they had this advertisement for this action figure back here. This is probably one of the sickest McFarlane action figures I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
Now they hunt that thing down.
Sadistic.
But here we go. Spawn, number 165. We got Mandarin Spawn.
Ah, dope.
Wow. Blood
splatter.
That would have been good for that blood splatter CC as well.
Yeah, that's a very dope cover, man.
Samurai theme CC.
They say who did the art on that?
I know you. It's Capullo and McFarlane.
Oh, Capullo and McFarlane teaming up. Yeah.
Sick.
Wow.
Dope.
Okay.
White
okay. Yeah, competition is tough.
White backgrounds. You know what I'm saying? That's dope stuff. Dope shit. Concentrate, people. Let's cover combat. We're not stopping right there. Let's go. Round two.
Round two. Fight.
All right. This is dope. I like it. This is an amazing all-white background right here. And when I say all-white, I mean all-white.
Ah. Nice.
Might be his ass bad, too.
Wow. Who is Kevin that Eastman, on that?
Kevin Eastman on the art right here. This is... Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles issue 95. This is
that ooze back there or is that turtle shit?
I will hope that's mutagen.
That's a ooze. Wow.
This was featuring the first appearance of the what's her name? The Jenica, I think. The female turtle.
Amazing cover, bro.
Oh yeah.
Eastman on the fucking art.
Hard to beat that one.
Dope shit. Turtle fucking classic right there. Turtles classic.
I like to see when the turtles actually get really in a mix of shit versus the cute cartoony version. Like when they get bloodied up, have to take lives and stuff. I think that's
what I was saying. That last Ronin, there's a lot of blood. So
now it's limited too. This is limited to only like 700 copies.
You know, already when he sees that those incentives and those ratios.
Yeah, and that cover is solid. Yeah,
he clicking on that checkout button.
Yeah, the theme is all white backgrounds. That's a lot of white. Yeah. A lot of white.
Yep. I think so. You might have Batman's vote already.
Don't concentrate so much on the foreground when the subject is white background. That's all I'm saying. All right, continuing on. D Strong, round two. Let's get it.
Round two, fight.
Well, I know Reddy's familiar with this comic. I went with the Wolverine and Kitty Pryde versus Wolverine.
Yeah, he's her trainer. So that's definitely. Yeah.
He's sensei.
You know,
she's learning.
What is that? Is that just a stripper pole right there? And he's about to show her how to swing down it.
I don't know. She's got a samurai sword, but this is a one and what are these? Five run series or a six run series? I forget.
Yeah, very limited.
But yeah, I've Kitty Pryde and Wolverine.
Fly. Kitty Pryde, Wolverine, and that series is not one to be slept on. That's another one if you see in the dollar bins. Don't leave it there. Rescue it.
Yeah, grab it up.
Great shit. Great shit. Joey P has some nice advice for all y'all out there. Don't trust girls with samurai swords.
Or hang out with girls with samurai swords.
Word up. Make yeah, keep a close homie as a. All right, Big Vega, you ready to round out round two?
Yeah, thanks.
Round two, fight.
See, there's so many dynamics that I could go with. Such a hard fucking choice, man. But I think this one's so dope because it almost this is the. Nah, fuck that. Oh, Lord, man. So many good ones to choose from. I'm going, nah. I almost went with this one, but I'm going with this one. Suiciders. Vertigo Comic. Blood dripping on fists after he put in some work.
Cool.
Hell yeah. Everyone's like, okay. I should have used a more popular character.
Dope, bro. You kidding?
But I just thought it was ill. You know, she peeped the tattoo in the detail, though.
With like, the white background, bro.
Yeah.
And then just the forearm down. She's dope.
That's yeah, tight. So, you know, give me a shot.
Who's that Suiciders? What is that? Was that DC or is that Marvel?
It's DC, but it's Vertigo. Mm. So they got some pretty. I used one of the covers before when we had child abuse cover combat where a little kid was against this big dude. Pretty dope. So I could have went somewhere else with it, but I thought that was interesting.
Nah, very tight, very dope. Tight.
Like I said, competition.
Bring them up. Bring them up. Round tours. Clean. White covers. White background. What it's about. All right. I'm loving it. I'm loving the feedback from everybody. And I'm loving the way it's going down. DJ wants to be a high-level member of the Comic Book Trap House.
Platinum status.
Joey, she already knows her place in the game.
The turtle one, though. Yeah, that was tough. That was a tough one.
Nasha. She's trying to redeem herself. Tino.
Big bang again.
Tino just, you know, he's Team Vega. I ain't mad at that.
Look.
That was an incredible, incredible cover. Batman. I like that.
Okay.
All right. We're moving on. We got one more round to go. And Super Dave is going to usher us in to the final
round.
Final round. Fight.
Just going with some Amazing Spider-Man 278.
Oh, classic.
Justice is served.
He's just standing there and like, you got knocked the fuck out.
That's a classic, too.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, this dude's just
love it.
Sprawled
I love
out.
That. That is I mean is that part of the gang war run? I can't remember
I'm not sure.
Oh man, I love that whole part of ASM. Great storytelling right there. An incredible cover for Cover Combat. Chat room, chime in. Let's see what I got.
Final round, fight.
All right. This is the one that I thought of as soon as we said white backgrounds. I said I had some Jiang Lee shit that was going to murder the game tonight. I wasn't playing.
Oh, damn.
This is the Marauders from a couple of years ago. Kitty Pryde.
Damn.
Jiang Lee, all white.
Damn.
Virgin variant right here.
That is cold as fuck. I can't front.
And they did the whole, like, you know, like, shadow drop fucking background to make it
like a milk bath almost.
Yeah, like a 3D effect. You know, really, she's that coming through the cover.
Yeah,
she's coming through the cover. Her and she's trying to keep Lockheed back. Like, hey,
that's next level shit.
Dope shit right there.
I'm not gonna front. That's next level.
Shit. Yeah,
Marauders, Kitty Pryde, beautiful cover right there.
Wow,
all white. Chat room, chime in. Moving on to D Strong. Let's get
final
it.
Final round. Fight.
Well, I said I might have had a couple body bags, and this is my body bag for sure. Issue 371, Fantastic Four, white on white, boss cover.
Oh!
Oh! Cannot front on that. That shit is different right there.
That's a shoddy blast to the face.
Yeah, that's different. Well, shit,
you can see the emboss, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think I have that.
White on white's emboss cover. And this is a pretty old, it's an older book, but they did good. I mean, look at the advertisements, you know, on if you open up the inside.
Murder.
The artwork isn't like the greatest. And the paper is, like you said, toilet paper. But yeah, this is a very well kept book, and I'm gonna put it back inside.
Incredible. Yeah, yeah. Carpet bomb. You just that's it. He's strong. Vic Vega has a lot of work to do to round out the final round if we're gonna surpass the greatness that was D Strong's cover right there.
You guys did such a fucking great job. Jeez.
This was going to be a tough one, man, from the beginning. You know? Love it.
Round. When I saw you came up with that idea, I was like, well, that's easy. I appreciate easy.
Yeah.
Because you can go in and find white backgrounds, you know?
Yeah. And we can actually keep it moving to other colors. You know? Yeah.
True.
Could happen. All right.
White backgrounds, crazy.
We got one more cover for tonight's cover combat, Vic Vega. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Final round. Fight.
Such a hard choice. You guys really... Shit, man. I was not ready for that. You guys really, really, really... Got to give it to y'all. So I'm just going to give it based on artwork that I think is a cool cover from the artist itself, which is Batman Annual 5. Where he's just sizing up Clown Hunter.
He's like, you talking to me?
He's like, we're going to kill clowns? We're going to go what?
That's tight, though.
But I know, like, you guys just came with some next level shit. So,
I just got
to be in it to win it, you know?
There it is. Chat room, chime in. Let us know. Batman Clown Hunter. White backgrounds.
So we all hold him up now?
Clown Hunter has a white background. He looks like he comes from a nice white family. Right. Oh, yeah, that's right.
I can't even see that shit. It's like,
all right. Oh, let's bring them all up, actually. Let's do the whole round one, okay. Two, and three. Let's give them all the business.
Number two.
Let's give them all the business.
And number one.
Mine's all a little mixed up. This should have been on the middle, actually.
Clean.
Yeah.
Clean. All right, of course. You know, I could just go all day all with the D Strong love right now for round three because he killed it. He murdered it.
That was that one.
He murdered it. Batman was like, good night. Nasha, D Strong. Incredible. That's how we like it, though. The competition is no joke. DJ, D Strong, with 2 out of 3 rounds from DJ.
Appreciate you, D.
Ain't mad at that. Atrocity Press.
He came with it with that torch.
Oh man, I liked it. You know, everybody had some incredible stuff tonight, man.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I mean, I won, but you know, I mean, that's besides the point. You know, it's not the subject. You know, what I'm talking about is just the fact that we all contribute such amazing perspective every week. You know, everyone has different minds and different eyes, and the way we interpret the theme adds on to the beauty of Cover Combat. Shouts out to Dragon Ball Talk, the creator, the idea initiator, and make sure you continue to support. We need your ideas for future Cover Combats in the chat room. That's how we thrive. And we also stay alive with wild cards.
I have a few.
I got one.
Just in case somebody's throat gets cut, which we haven't had happen in a long time, we always make sure we have some backup covers in case we have a double or duplicate. You know, like let's say somebody shows the same cover I was going to show on an earlier part of the round. We have to execute that cover and fill it in with something else. So it's always smart to have wild cards. And we don't have to use them. We always show them at the end of the show. So let's see what you had in store, Super Dave.
Just one had the end of Marvel, number 6 of 6.
That's fucking crazy.
Who is that? Thanos?
Yeah.
Thanos.
He's the end of Marvel. Just blank slate.
That's tight. I've never seen that cover. What issue is that? What is that?
It's called they had these like in the end books. And this was the end of Marvel. They had like the end of Punisher, the end of Hulk,
right?
All kinds of shit like that.
That was just the end of Marvel.
Yeah, okay. They put Thanos there. Okay.
Didn't know they had that. That's tight. You were ready for war. All right, let's see what I had. I did have some things ready to go. I did have some things. I had a little Logan ready.
Oh, cool. I don't think I have that. I think I've seen it, though.
I have some. That's just dope.
Oath of the Warlord.
That one I have somewhere in those bins.
It's a little thicker bound book for you.
Yeah.
That was ready. Oh, I had this dope one on deck, too. It's a little special cover, too. You got an all-white Doom Patrol number one right here.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
But the thing about this is, if I could take it out of the cover, this is actually, this burrito on the cover is a sticker. You can remove it.
Oh, no shit.
And I never removed it. It's there. It's found still in a dollar bin, but the sticker was intact, and there it is.
Yeah.
All white. Couple more to go. Miles Morales, number 20. Dope Spider-Man.
Classic. White
background right there.
That shit is hard.
Real dope variant. And I was going to take it there, too. I'll bring some grails up on you motherfuckers. First appearance of Miles Morales.
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness, four. Man.
This is second print variant to Ultimate Fallout number 4, Miles' first appearance. This one is drastically underpriced still to me to this day. Yeah, this is like an $80 book. It's a second print of the first appearance of Miles Morales. Get it.
Right.
Get it. It's still a good buy-in right now, people. Yeah. That was it.
Listen to the wisdom.
I only bought it for $17 way before y'all's hype fire caught on, but what it is. It's still underpriced. But yeah,
to the wisdom.
Incredible stuff. Think strong. Let's see your backups.
Okay. I got the Spawn number 300, the record breaker, the version.
Dope.
White background.
Yeah, I thought about grabbing that one. I had another one too that was like the Amazing Spider-Man 300, like that.
That shit is hard.
It's holding the crown, and then I went with the Hulk Immortal Hulk 20, which was the, you know, was the Comic-Con, the San Diego Comic-Con when.
Nice. Previews exclusive.
It's exclusive. I think there's like 3,000 of them. Oh. Then I grabbed the Venom number 200.
Nice.
Oh yeah, I didn't even think about that one.
Venom 200. That's a thick bounder. Yeah. Venom 200. And then Animal Castle.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Hell yeah.
I thought about that one.
You got some good backups.
Ready to roll.
Animal Castle.
Ready for war. Ready for war.
And then this one is not, as I look at it, it's not a white background because it has the black border. But that was what I was thinking of using, but it has the black border, so it's not a white background.
You know, D, I'm glad you said it because I was apprehensive too. I was about to just go ham and bring out a bunch of the hip-hop variants.
Mm-hmm.
And they're heavy on the white background, but they got the black borders at the
black
bottom.
Black borders, bro. That messed up. Yeah, anyway, I just wanted to show that one because, you know, if that would have qualified, but I don't think it would have. So.
Great shit.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Great shit regardless. Vic Vega, let's see.
All right, I'm just guessing since it's not a competition, I can just go through each one. Like, so, you got Harley Quinn on some tab over here with Frank Cho art.
Yeah.
You can see the great fine line work, like kind of like the way dollar bills be.
Yeah, so, very dope, bro.
Yeah, I like Frank Chow.
That shit's sick.
So got that sick white background.
He always draws his
Harley Quinn. I heard that. Not the Joker.
I didn't think about that. I have a few of the style ones too. Okay, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, there's a lot we missed. Yeah.
You got A$AP Rocky and Rihanna.
Okay. that was pre-hit.
Now, isn't that Vita Ayala on that doing the writing and some shit? Because they just did a signing of my local A$AP.
That does look like them.
Nope, maybe not.
We got Daredevil issue number 14, one of my favorite villains of Daredevil.
Dope.
He's bugged out.
That's a dope cover.
Yeah.
Then we got, that's why I'm trying to keep my eyes on this shit because I grabbed too many. Doctor Strange number 383. You know, it's a legacy
movie. That's dope, man.
When the World Tree was fucked up and he had to find magic.
Fucking Mikey. That shit is real dope.
Daredevil, issue number 3, The Man Without Fear.
Oily.
I like that.
And Boss too.
And Boss Foily.
Yeah.
Very dope.
You got Spider-Man, issue number 12.
Man, you guys had some killers, man.
Yeah, there were so many in the goddamn inventory. Oh, Spider-Man number 30. Miles Morales second suit. Moon Knight, Peach Momoko, issue number 2 variant.
Mm-hmm.
I think Batman took a liking to that one. The Thing. I think this is issue number 4.
Tight.
Dope.
Wait, why keep chiseling him as a sculpture?
That's sick as shit.
Yeah.
But that was a great one, you know, consideration for tonight. House of Slaughter, issue number 5.
Nice.
With the Gold Grill.
I got a Jay Lee all white background variant for that that I forgot to pull out.
Oh, I know exactly which one you're talking about.
The card back or no?
New Mutants number 20 with Shadow King.
Nice.
Yes.
They always come with those dope. Last but not least, Glory number 12 cosplay.
Fucking
Glare. I'm trying to avoid it. You know, best
no, look friends. Good.
Larry was good. Niobe doing big things.
Little Larry.
Word up, man. Okay. That's really incredible, man. You pulled it off. We all That's did.
Incredible.
As we always do.
Another one.
Another successful.
What are we at? 130 what?
36.
Damn.
Creeping up on that 150.
That's right. Creeping up on that 150th episode. Is that going to happen this summer? I don't know. I'm not a good gauge with weeks and time.
What, 14 shows away? So
yeah. Yeah, that'll happen.
So about three and a half months?
Yeah.
So May, end June, July. So about mid of August?
I'm going to start looking for issue 150 comics.
That's right.
Because I know it's going to come sooner or later.
That's what it's
going to
be.
I just want to note, shout out to Aaron Doan. He's been a guest with us.
For sure.
One last job. He actually has a new project, and the book is being shipped out for one last job number 2 on Monday. So me and him was talking behind the scenes about doing, when I receive it, opening the package to see the goodies that he has in that package that comes with the One Last Job number 2, as well as the new projects he's releasing, big things. And I can see Larry with Niobe's doing some big things too, so maybe we could work some things out in between the week, you know, a little one-on-ones like we did with Max.
Yeah, absolutely, man. We got great one-shot. Just like comic books have one-shot issues that come out, we got one-shot episodes that come out with the Comic Book Trap House, and we'll be presenting plenty more in the very near future with some of our close affiliates and comic creating aficionados, man. Those are our peoples and our brothers. Shouts out Niobe Comics. Everybody who signed on tonight and showed love, joined in, hit the subscribe button. Everybody brand new, everybody who hit the thumbs up button, we appreciate you. If you haven't done that already, just do it right now. And check out some of the archives. Hit the thumbs up on all those that you see as well. Helps us get the numbers up and helps us to have the live stream show to more people. That's just what's up. Right now, though, we need y'all to agree to stay alive and make sure you join us here next week. You know what I'm saying? Because we'll be back for you.
Come on along. We're going to have more books. We're going to have more shit to talk.
I'm going to be talking shit about Multiverse of Madness because I will have seen it that afternoon. Next Thursday, I will have seen the movie. So get ready for that shit.
Next Thursday is May 5th. You're going in on an early viewing.
Yeah, I got Joey P.
Every major film. People, in case you didn't realize out there, for the last 20 fucking years or more, every major film that comes out, they is Friday or whatever, but it always comes out on Thursday. You could go the day before. It's called preview day. You know what I'm saying? I got into this big fucking shit on Instagram because someone was arguing with me that I'm not going to see it on the 5th because it comes out on the 6th. And I'm like,
just go away.
Why don't you all just call out of work and go see it on the 6th before the show?
We'll be back next week, ladies and gentlemen. Stay alive. That's all I got to say. I'm going to try to. Until then, we love y'all. Stay safe. Peace.